Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kahal Shari Avram Iyun HaParsha series. We are holding Baruch Hashem on the Parshiyos of Acharei Mos Kedoshim. These Parshiyos are filled with many, many mitzvahs. Of course, today we're going to focus on one of the mitzvahs that arises in this week's Parsha. We have the mitzvah of Peah. Peah, as we know, is a mitzvah to leave one corner of the field untouched, and to allow the aniyim to come and take that portion of the field as sustenance for themselves. This mitzvah has both a mitzvahs asei and a mitzvahs lois asei, a positive mitzvah and a negative mitzvah. If you look at the Rambam in mitzvah kuf chaf in Marmoka number 1, he brings the positive mitzvah. Mitzvahs asei hi shetzivanu l'haniach peyah mehatvuais vahilonais. In mitzvah Reish Yud, in the Lavin, Maramaka number 2, he brings the Lav of Shiloi Liktzar Kol Hazera Avayashir Mimenu La'aniyem Biktse Hasadim. So you have the mitzvah of Peah, you have a positive mitzvah, and you have a negative mitzvah in Asei and a Lois Asei. The question when you approach the mitzvah of Peah, as is often the case in many mitzvahs, is what is the geder? How do we understand the mechanism and the mahus, the fundamental nature of this mitzvah? For example, one can understand Peah as a mitzvah of hafrasha. You're obligated to take the aggregate of the field and separate one corner from the rest of the field. You take one corner and it goes to the aniyim, and the rest goes to the owner. That would be similar to the mitzvah of truma, where you separate the truma from the chulin. You make a distinction and a separation, a hafrasha, bein kodesh lechol. So to here you separate bein aniyim le'ashirim. Or you can learn, this is not really a mitzvah of hafrasha. You're not in fact separating. Rather, it's a mitzvah of hanacha. You're just allocating a portion of the field to the aniyim. But you're not separating this from the rest of the field to make two separate categories, like you are by truma and chulin. Rather, what you're doing is making an allocation of part of this goes to the aniyim, and the rest you get to keep. But that distinction between hafrasha and hanacha, between separation and allocation, has a big nafkamina. If you look at the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Peah, the Yerushalmi brings a machlokes amorayim, whether one is or is not allowed to leave his entire field as Peah. Just as a note, if you want to leave your entire kri as truma, you're not allowed to. You can't leave an entire kri as truma. Some must be chulin. Conversely, midiraisa, if one wants to give all of his money, let's say to tzedakah, he can allocate everything to tzedakah. So tzedakah can have a full allocation. You can allocate whatever you want. But truma, which is a separation, a hafrasha, by definition, must have some as chulin and some as truma. So says the Machlokes in the Amorayim in Peah, Marmaka number 3. Can one designate the entire field as Peah? Or must part of it be Peah and part of it be chulin? Amar Reb Yosi, Adam Oisa Kol Sadeyu Bikurim, Ve'ein Adam Oisa Kol Sadeyu Truma. Says a little weiter, Vahare ein adam oisa kol sadeyu peah. Rabbi Yosi is of the Shita, in the beginning of the Gemara, that one is not able to make his entire field peah. However, the Yerushalmi continues, and it brings another possibility, that if one does in fact want to make his whole field peah, he is in fact allowed to. Bikish lasois kol sadeyu peah, oisa, he's allowed to. So a machlek is two deyas in the Yerushalmi, two tzadim in the Yerushalmi, whether one is or is not allowed to make his entire field pay it. Might also be a machlokes rishonim, not for now, the Ran and Tosfos. But we'll understand the concept. Can one make the whole field pay it, yes or no? Two shitas. If you look at the Yeshurin in Chelek Ches, in Amud Reish Petas, they bring from Rav Beryl, the previous Rosh Hashiva in Brisk, the son of the Brisker Rav, who really says this chakira that we said earlier. What is pay it? Is Peah a separation or Peah is an allocation? Is it a hafrasha or a hanacha? Nafkamina, says Ribeiro, can you leave the entire field as Peah? If you learn it's a hafrasha, So you have to separate A from B. You can't have it entirely peya, the same way you can't have something entirely truma. But if you learn it's a hanacha, it's only an allocation, so one can allocate whatever they want and give it a shem peya. Oiv yesh la'ayin, ikrit din peya, marmaka number 4. Im hi hafrasha akala katzir, the separation. Oiv de'ena hafrasha, like trumas and maestras. Ve'en hakama atzma chayev se peya, ela chayvas hasadi lahaniach peya mimena. And he says, this is the nafkemina. Inema dahach shi boilas rishoyna ena chayvas peya, mikomakam yachal, las is achra kosta yu peya. Im kein muchach, de peya ena hafrasha, de ba'ese kosta de yu peya, ein kan hafrasha amashu acher. And therefore, it is going to be different. So that is the Hesber of Reberel, which is how we really started off today's Chabura. Is it a Hafrasha? Is it a separation? Which means some must be Chulin and some must be Peya? Or is it an allocation of allocating a certain amount towards Peya? And that allocation can be whatever one desires. If you want to allocate the whole, that's totally fine. If you want to allocate only a portion, that's also okay. L'chara d'defidus chakira, if it's a Hafrasha or it is a Hanacha, so one can shtel another nafkamina. If you look at the Mishnah Lamelech in Zerayim, in Aleph Tes Vav, at the first perek in Hilchais Matnas Aniyim, in the last halacha in Tes Vav, Marmaka number 5, the Mishnah Lamelech has a chakira. Is one able to be mafrish peya and then make another hafrashas peya? Once he did hafrashas peya, and that will punct be one hafrasha, can he now go do another hafrashas peya? And the Mishnah Lamelech has a suffik, he says of nafkaminas, to this chakira, not negea for now. And he mistapek b'mafresh kashir v'dayte lahafresh yoyser, imasha chazer v'hifresh yesh loy din peya. L'cha'ira, one can explain this suffik of the Mishnah Lamelech based upon our chakira. If you learn that the pshat is that you're making a hafrasha, so you separate kodesh from chol, so once you separated peya from the rest of the field, you can no longer make another separation because you have already completed that process. Just like truma, that once you separated truma and made ex truma and ex chulin, you can't take off any more truma. The process has been complete. The maisa hafrasha is over. But if you know the pshat is that you're making an allocation, so then I can allocate and I can allocate more because allocation by definition has no limit. So this chakira is peya a hafrasha, a separation, or an allocation. Lefari would have two nafkaminos. One, can I allocate the entire field? If it's allocation, yes. If it's separation, no. And two, once I completed the initial shear, can I then go add more? If it's separation, by definition, it's already separate. But if I learn that it is an active allocation, so there's no limit, I can allocate and allocate and allocate, just like I could give tzedakah and tzedakah and tzedakah. Good. One more chakira. How do we understand this mitzvah? Let's go on the pshat that, of course, one has to leave peya in the field. But is leaving it enough, or one actually has to give it? So we're going to clear, is it allocation or is it distribution? Is it enough to be maniach the peya, or really you actually have to be noisein the peya? And that's also machlekes rishonim. The Rambam ungfan huches peya. In Halacha Aleph says, HaKoytzer es sadeyu lo yikter es kol asad kula el yaniach ma'at kama. Marmaka number 6, all you have to do is leave it for the yaniyim and you have discharged and you have fulfilled your obligation. Lefi the Rambam, it's only a mitzvah of allocation. If you look at the smag in mitzvah kuf nun vav, the smag says no. It's actually a mitzvah of nesina. You can't just allocate, you actually have to distribute the peya. Only once you've done the distribution, then have you fulfilled your obligation. Says the smag, mitzvahs asei sheyazev odem peya b'sayif sedei laniyim, shenemar la'oni v'lager tazev oisam nesinasam mitzvahs asei. You actually have to give it in order to fulfill your obligation. So a machlokes between the Rambam and the smag is the mitzvah purely just to be maniach, to allocate, or the mitzvah is to be nisein, to actually give it and to make a distribution. L'th'oira, there's another nafkamina according to this chakira. If you look at the Mishnah Lamelech in Trumois in Beis Tes, says the Mishnah Lamelech like this, V'yesh le'histapik, b'hod de'kaimelon de'peya p'tura min ha'maiser. We know peya is putter from maiser. The question is, when does that pitur become chal? Is it chal right when you separate it as peya? You do the hanacha as peya? Or it has to be the nesina as peya, when you give the peya? Says the Mishnah Melech, and an afmin would be, let's say an ashir would go and take the peya. He's not an ani. He's not entitled to it. He would go and take it anyway. Is he now chayev in meiser? If you learn the pshat is that once you have been maniach the peya, then it has a shem peya, so it's over. Anybody can take it. There's no chi of meiser once the shem peya has been chal. But, says the Mishnah Lamelech, if the mitzvah is the mitzvah of nesinas peya, so kol zman it wasn't given to an ani, you're still going to be chayev in meiser. Shehirpish oidil malachah shezachu bohaniyim v'nafka mina dim hifresh uba asher v'lokach peya ba'arama ba'omre shaya ani oy ba'ines ichayev ha'asher lahafresh meiser. So two nafka minas. One is the mitzvah a mitzvah of hanacha, or is it a mitzvah of nesina? That's machlekes the Rambam and the Smag. And the difference lahalacha is going to be at what point does it have a shem peya to exempt the chiyuv of meiser? If you learn the mitzvah is to give it. So until it's given to an ani, it's still going to be chayiv in meiser. If you learn the mitzvah is just to leave it as meiser, and that's the end of the mitzvah. So once it has been left as meiser, one has fulfilled his obligation. So we're calling that a machlekes the Rambam and the Smag. But really, the Rambam himself actually agrees to both of these chalakim. Sometimes it's a mitzvah of hanacha, of allocating, and sometimes it's actually a mitzvah of distributing. What does that mean? Is the mitzvah to allocate? Is it the mitzvah to be maniach? Or the mitzvah to be nicein? So if you look at the Rambam, he says, let's say somebody in Maramaka number 9 already went and did not leave peya, and he harvested the whole field. So now he has piles of grain. He didn't give peya. Says the Rambam, Avar v'katzer es kol hasad oy asaf kol ha-peyreis lekech mima shekatzer oy mash asaf v'noisna la'aniyim shenisi nasoy mitzvas aseh. So the Brisker Rav in Temura, we had Reberel, his son, and now we have the Brisker Rav, the father, on Daf Vav, asks the Stira. We all saw the Rambam together. He said the mitzvah was lahaniach. Why now does the Rambam say the mitzvah is to give? Is it yaniach or is it v'naisnoi? Says the Brisker Rav, the Rambam actually has both of these as the mitzvah, but it depends what the case is. If you didn't harvest the field yet, the mitzvah is to be maniach. Once you harvested it, then the mitzvah is to be nisein. Says the Brisker Rav, Maramaka number 10, the tarchbira de halay nir de cholok din hafrasha min hakama, de ena ela mitzvah aziva, ve ein kan din nesina, ma she ein kein bedin mafrish min haoimrim, d'ika ba mitzvah shal nesina, ve chen muchach miloshon harambam, she kosa balachas matnas aniyim, avar vakotzer ve nisna la aniyim. So this nafkamina, which we're calling the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Smag, is it a mitzvah of Hafrasha or Nesina? So the Rambam actually is also maskim that you could have both. But in the normative case, it's a mitzvah of Haniach, leaving it in the field. Only when you have already harvested it, then a mitzvah of Nesina, a mitzvah of giving it. So we had two primary chakiras for Teis Chabura. One, how do you understand the mitzvah of Peya? Is it to separate the Peya from the rest of the field, Hafrasha? Or the mitzvah is to be Maniach, to allocate a portion of your field to peya, nafkamina the whole field, nafkamina what's going to be if you gave and you want to give more. And another chakira, even when we understand that the mitzvah is to be maniachit, but what's the yisayit of this mitzvah? Is the mitzvah just to allocate it and allocation is sufficient, or it actually has to be distributed? Nafkamina would be once you have allocated it, is it now have a shem peya and it's pata for maisar, or only until an ani takes it? And we saw from the Brisker Rav, you could really have both of these gedarim possible, depending on whether it's in the field or in the stock. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.